Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Enchanted Hills Camp very own and first podcast, recorded on location in the podcast room at Enchanted Hills Camp Napa, California. So here I am, Maceo, your host. And as always, I have to say that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. I am very pleased to have a special guest in here for a very special conversation, and please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Beth Ann Hefner. This is my second year at Enchanted Hills Camp, and we're going to talk about our great talent show that we had last evening.
Yes, we are. We're going to do a talent show review so that the whole world knows how awesomely talented everybody is at this camp. This is for the adults, session 2017, and I have the list here. Beth Ann, where are you from?
I am from Berkeley, California.
Berkeley, California. This is your second year. We definitely enjoy having your smiling, happy face cruising around camp. What are the things you love to do here real quick? What's one of your favorite things?
Oh, I love the Hogan, where you can find your inner artist. I made some bracelets today.
Shout out to Julie, who runs the Hogan area and all the art up there. She does great, doesn't she?
Yes, and this year, actually, we had... a retired police officer that came up and volunteered his time to learn how to shoot an automatic rifle. And I had done some shooting with my dad with a regular rifle as a kid, but it was a new experience to use that kind of a weapon. So that was exciting, too.
Pretty empowering, shooting guns with a bunch of blind and visually impaired people, isn't it? Super
it was
fun.
Exciting.
Officer Joe is great. Mm-hmm. We do everything we can up here to make things accessible for all of our campers because we just love it up here and love what we do. We can do anything we want. That's
we
it.
Can.
That's
we
it.
Can.
So we're going to get to the 2017 Adult Talent Show. Here we go. So right out of the gates, Tony introduced, Tony came up and did an introduction, asked Linda Fonseca to come up on stage, and then what happened?
Linda Fonseca came up and you sang her... her song.
And how did we approach that? Do you remember? It was kind of loud.
We'd never
played it as a band before, is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
It's always been acoustic.
Okay.
So last night.
But I know you told her to wait right there.
Yeah, and that last night was the first time we added a drummer, who was Lawrence Brown, one of our counselors, and
right.
We added Joe Rutherford, who was playing the bass.
Right, and so we had that bass going.
Yeah, there. And it was the first time I got to do a guitar solo over the song, and we kind of just rocked out right in the beginning.
Rock out.
Yeah, just to get it going, just to bring it through the room.
Maceo was showing his inner rock star.
Yes, it had been a while since I performed. In fact, my wife was like, wow, I forgot that Maceo was around, that he was still there. it had been a while since I pushed the performance limits there. So that was really fun. And as a house band, we're going to actually get to perform some more over the next couple weeks. We're pretty excited about that. And then we had the great Blindini. You got any comments on Blindini?
Yeah, it was great. It was not only magic from the amazing Blindini, but some humor as well as he worked through his magic, and it was a great show.
He did the rope trick.
He had three ropes,
and then he had one rope, and then there were knots in the rope, and then there were three ropes again.
Yeah,
somehow.
And he did a great audio description through the process. He was talking about the knots and how many ropes he had, and it was a great trick.
This is something that makes Blindini special. He's visually impaired himself. He has a dog guide, and yet he is very good at doing magic and making it accessible, and the audio description is very, very good. That's a good point. It's always a pleasure to have the great Blindini here. I'm not even going to use his name. Isn't that funny? Okay. And next up we had camp legend Marty play the accordion. Do you remember?
That was awesome.
Yes. And he couldn't really decide what he wanted to play. And then somebody shouted out the camp song.
Right.
And he played the camp song.
And we sang softly and followed along.
Softly. And I taught the staff both verses this year, which hasn't happened in a long time. And I actually got it, one of those verses from the boys. Tony gave me, relayed the information, and I taught the staff that. So we all sang quietly under our breath, and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Then we had Susie. Susie did meditation.
She did, and it was amazing. We connected with kind of an inner peace that came in the room, And I really felt a sense of kind of getting in touch with your higher self, and it was a beautiful spiritual experience.
She was doing the bells, or the bowls,
that make the meditation bowls.
Meditation bowls, and mm-hmm. she was ringing them and saying nice things. A beautiful, beautiful little, almost ceremonial, like piece.
Yes, it was a spiritual experience, and also Blindini was doing a little bit of drum accompaniment.
Yes, yes, and it was very quiet and surreal. It was very nice. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. And then we had Dana, who came up and sang a cappella. Camp legend Dana. Let's see. Trying to think of the song. It'll come to me, of course, when I'm not trying to think about it. But he always sings it so cleverly and cool, and has a great little style of singing a cappella. We love Dana and the boys. He's one of the boys. And then we had Willie Jammer.
Yes.
Let's talk about what happened with Willie Jammer. Do you know what happened?
Well, shortly before he went on stage, Willie is both visually impaired and hearing impaired. Yep. And his he had been having difficulty throughout the day with his equipment for his hearing. It's an ocular...
Implant.
And so they'd work for a while, and then they'd go dead, and they work for a while. And right before he was going to go on stage, they were down again. And so, basically, Willie went on stage as a blind and deaf man and played the piano beautifully.
Beautifully. And he does this incredibly satisfying grin when he plays the piano. And you only see it when he's playing the piano. It's a special facial expression. He couldn't even really hear us applause or get the recognition that he deserved because it was so amazing. And you know what? Music, you don't need any of your senses to play music. It's a feeling. And it was truly a highlight of the show to see him perform like that. Would you agree?
Yes, and yeah. I know Maceo and I shared earlier that we had a bit of a tear in our eye. It was a very moving, very moving experience.
I was like, give it up for Willie Jammer.
Yes.
And then after that, we had the very sweet Beetle Dave and Julie, known as Beetle Babe, and they did something really cute. What did they do?
They sang a Beatles song. I'm not sure the exact title. It was called Call.
Anytime at all.
Just call.
Yeah.
Just call. And so they did a little bit of a skit where they were missing each other. And so, And so Dave wanted to call Beetle Babe, and Beetle Babe wanted to call Beetle Dave. And they kept trying to call each other and kept getting a busy signal. So, So then finally they connect, and they did this beautiful tribute to each other where they danced together, and Beetle Dave sang to her, to Julie.
And they danced close.
Yes.
It was like teenage dancing. It was very sweet.
Yes, very sweet.
That was excellent. Anytime at all you got to do is call and I'll be there. It was really neat. Yeah. After that, we had the fantastic Bill Easton and Mars on the piano, and Bill sang a very clever song. I can't remember what it was. What it's called, but it's funny and old timey, and it was very good. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what song it was? I can't remember. But Mars always plays the piano perfectly, and Bill sings very good, excellent. And then we kept Mars on the stage, and we brought our Aussie Tim up from Australia, and Venus, played some percussion sticks, and Mars was on the piano, and Tim played the.
Didgeridoo.
I like the dickery-doo, though. That's all right.
The didgeridoo. And again, the didgeridoo added some spirit to it. It just made it very, where you felt like you were just connecting with everyone and sharing the experience of the music.
A very world music piece. It was, It kind of took you somewhere else.
It did.
It really did. And Venus was using her voice in a high timbre, kind of implementing, singing a harmony, if you will, with the didgeridoo. With the didgeridoo.
The didgeridoo.
And then Mars, obviously, on the piano. And at the end, he got a little growly, which was really cool, but very, very, felt very like we were somewhere else.
Yes, it definitely.
Yeah. And then
transcended us to another place.
That's it. We transcended somewhere else.
Yes, we did.
We were beamed into another world.
Beautiful place of music.
Yes.
The music wonderland.
And then we left Venus at the piano, and she told a little story about music camp, and she had this idea. I gave a homework assignment. Venus came to the music camp in February, and I gave a little bit of an assignment in the morning, a songwriting assignment that was just come up with an idea. And she told this little story about how she had an idea, and we had a camper here who was lost, and they called her the Wandering Dove, which then turned into the name of the song. How did you feel about the piece?
Well, it was very beautiful, and it was great the way that it came together. She kind of played the instrumental to show the process of how the song came together, and I thought that was really beautiful. We got to share that songwriter experience with her.
Very good insight. That's very cool. Yes. Mm-hmm. It felt a little special for me, too, because I kind of knew what her process was and where she was going, and I had not heard the piece yet.
Yeah,
so.
And as your teacher, I'm sure that was very...
it was very cool to hear her, to hear those comments that she was making about how inspiration comes about and how all we need sometimes is just a little push to figure out what we want to do. A very beautiful piece. I was talking to my wife about it last night. Was trying to decide. It was one of those fusion pieces on the piano where it's not classical and it's not jazz. It's just kind of this beautiful music that you can't really put into any category other than Venus wrote a song.
I was going to say, Venus made it her own. It was Venus.
It was Venus. Mm-hmm. Coming from her heart, for sure. And then to finish out the first half, we had Marcia Mackey come up and sing a Judy Collins song, a cappella, and she's a operatic singer. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. It was mm-hmm. a great way to close the show, mm-hmm. Close the half.
Right.
And then we were on to break time. And what did I make everybody do at the break?
You did the twist.
We did the twist. We stood up, and there were some very enthusiastic twisters, and there were some people who sat in their seat. That's okay.
But I saw people twisting.
I saw people twisting in their seat. We loaded out some store coupons. Shout out to Steve L., the camper, and Marie, who was a podcast guest. They won store coupons for their fantastic twisting. Then we had the jazz choir featuring Donna, campers Donna, Billy Pillows, Wayne Thompson. We had Liz Carey and Nellie. And I think that was the group. And they sang some songs. Do you remember what songs?
Yeah, they sang some Summer of Love songs, wasn't that?
Yeah, we're celebrating the 50th year of Summer of Love up here at camp. So they did, they did cool songs, and they ended with San Francisco.
Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair,
and they had us all sing.
They had us all singing along, yes.
Beautiful harmonies. They always do so good. They pick such good songs put on a great show. Shout out to those guys and their hard work that they do, the jazz choir, for the 2017 adults camp. And then we had Florence, who came up and played a piece on her guitar, or on a nylon string guitar, a California song. Mm-hmm. It was clever. I was actually going to ask her what it was, because I actually really liked the piece. And I'd never really heard it before. I'm not really sure what it was. Maybe I'll get back to you all on that if you don't know what it
was. It was a beautiful sound.
It was cool. And they changed the word. They changed the sound of California in the song to rhyme with the other words that they were using. And it was really clever. I think it's mm-hmm. an old-timey song. Mm-hmm. Forgive us for not knowing. And then Elaine came up and sang along with a Reba McEntire song, I'm a Survivor.
I'm a Survivor.
Yeah.
And that was very powerful. And it definitely made you feel like a survivor when she was done. You could feel the passion of the song.
In classic Elaine fashion, mm-hmm. she had trouble finishing because it was so emotionally awesome. Mm-hmm. She just stood there
and
smiled.
That just made you feel the passion more.
That's it. And started to weep. And as always, in our emotional state, we start weeping with her. You know how it goes?
It's all in the family.
Then we had Liz Carey come to the piano and play a syncopated piece from Charade. Mm-hmm. Yep. Which was awesome. And then we had the lovely Natalie on her acoustic nylon string guitar, also featuring songs from the Summer of Love. Do you remember the medley? surf and safari.
Yes.
And fun.
And yes, just, and we sang along with her.
We did. She was just crushing it back to back, playing all these fun songs. She did a great job. And then we had Marie, who sang on an earlier podcast in French, sing a famous French song, which was beautiful. It was her second performance. And then we had Steve Sturgis play two songs. His second song was his original song, Elvis in Paris. What did you think about that?
It was very original and very well done, I thought.
It's kind of a clever take on Elvis.
Yes. And it was funny as well.
Yes. His last line is, well, maybe he was here to save the human race. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe Elvis in Paris.
Maybe he was an alien that came down.
That's it.
Yes, exactly.
Steve Sturgis. And then we had Diane Wetzel. You want to talk about that?
Oh, yes. It was beautiful. She played The Rose and The Heart Will Go On, I believe, is the name of the other song.
I think so.
And it was also very moving, very touching, and just was that experience not necessarily of a survivor, but just of healing and moving on from difficult
times, situations. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And we all come here to kind of escape that situation, and yet it's somehow healing to think about those things when you're here and reflect, I think, so you can get an outside perspective of some of the things that are going on in our lives. And it was clear that she was feeling the music when she was playing, that it was healing for her. And she was passing that on to all of us.
Absolutely. It was
beautiful. People were humming along and singing and just definitely quiet and enjoying her definite own style of playing those pieces. So thank you, Diane, for sharing. And then we bring it to... Well, it was Billy Pillow's birthday yesterday.
It was. 64.
Donna came up with Pillows, and they did this silly song where Pillows did some crazy yodeling. It was outstanding. And then we left Billy Pillows on the stage by himself, and he proceeded to sing some songs, which were outstanding as always, including a rendition of... San Francisco Flowers in Your Hair.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yeah, there it is. Left My Heart in San Francisco, which he proceeded to do all sound effects in between each line. So when it sings about the cable car, he would go ding ding and everybody get on. And he was doing all these crazy. Basically, I kind of missed the second half of what he was doing because I was laughing so hard.
Well, you know what was really amazing to me is the first thing I thought of was that. Billy would do a perfect marketing commercial for San Francisco. If no one had ever been there, he made all the sound effects of San Francisco.
He did.
And it's like, there you go. That's what San Francisco is like.
It was a great way to end Billy Pillow's birthday.
Yeah, and he did a little bit of Wichita Lineman, which is one of my favorite songs.
With his bongos?
Yes, with his bongos. And again, it was funny. There's a line in the song about I can hear you through the wine, and a bunch of us had gone to wine tasting yesterday, so I thought that was appropriate.
That was very, very appropriate. And then we finished it off by everybody standing up and singing Happy Birthday to Billy Pillows. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a review of our 2017 Adult Camp Talent Show. I was blessed, honored to be able to host it. I was able to tell a funny joke or two. I'd like to share that with you now. How many optometrists does it take to change a light bulb? One or two? One or two? Three or four? Thank you, Beth Ann, for joining us on this podcast. It's been an honor and a privilege to have you here at our camp again this year. I hope you return next year.
Thank you, Maceo.
You're welcome. Thank you. And you're listening to everything EHC Enchanted Hill's own podcast at maceo.net. We hope you enjoyed this show, and we will talk to you very, very soon. Thank you for listening.